Hi, Yadida.
Oh, hello, Susan. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Dahlia won't be joining us today. She's been in Mehron, so she's not...
Oh, she said so, that's right. She said and I completely forgot. I was thinking of it yesterday. It must have been mad there.
But I think Leia is planning to join us, so that's good.
Oh, lovely. Wonderful. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, gosh, yes, I mean, I saw all the buses and everything, people... Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people.
Thousands,
yeah.
They said 60,000 in the newspaper.
Well, I think that's less than there's been in previous years. I think people have, discovered that the organization, this is obviously much better than it has been before. And because of the poor organization in the past, a lot of people have given up.
I think that's probably very wise on their part.
Oh, yeah. But it's a very old site. And to organize it for, hundreds of thousands of people, it's, and who are going to dance and everything, it's not possible.
Yeah.
It's a small site, Sahakol. I don't even know how they've done it. I keep away.
Yes. I can understand that.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing out to me last week that I hadn't actually sent out the accounts. What with the kitchen going on, I didn't manage to do. I didn't forget, but I didn't manage to do it. So it's going to be a balagan. Never mind.
Hopefully if you just want to drop me a note with the amount.
I know. That's what I need to do. Honestly, Susan. I literally haven't had a moment. I mean, it's just been absolutely crazy because with the workmen here, every 5 minutes they want something.
I know. I've had friends that had shibutzim and many of them just move out, during the time.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't move out and I didn't want to move out. And I haven't got anywhere to move to.
No, but I mean, the point being that it's so difficult when they're to be with them.
And I have to say that, if you have to have people in the house, these are the guys to have. I mean, they were a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful crew. I mean, really, they were just so, they were quiet and they didn't shout at each other or anything. And every single night they cleared up after themselves. I mean, they didn't wait to the end to clear up after themselves. They every single night they went round with they had an industrial hoover they brought with, and every single night they went round with their industrial hoover and hoovered up all the rubbish and hoovered up everything. Which was just like amazing because it meant that the house didn't fill up of dust. Which is
that's a big help.
Incredible,
amazing.
Incredible, wonderful, bless them, When you get people like that, you don't mind paying them the money because they're just like so incredibly thoughtful. Right. Well, it's 8:34, so I think we'd better begin. If you don't mind, I'll just get myself a glass of water.
Of course.
And then we'll start, and Leah will join in. Okay, great. All right, Leah not joined us yet?
Not yet. She often takes a few minutes. It often takes her a few minutes to join because of her kids and everything.
Sure, that's right, yeah. Okay, very good. Right, Talmud says we want. Here we go. Now then. Uh, Oh, here she is. Wonderful. Hello, Bucket of Leia. Oh. Whoops. She joined and then she didn't join. Leia?
Anika.
Yofi, Bucket Tov. Yofi, Mitsuyan.
Hi, Bucket Tov, Dalia?
Oh, Dalia Lopo, Dalia Bermeron.
Susan.
Oh, right.
So,
okay,
now we're going to start on hay, I think.
I think we're going to start on hay again. That's right. Hay is one of these ones which you start off wondering what on earth, but how to carry on. All right. So I'll read it because you won't know the stream. Okay? Okay, Leah?
Yeah.
Okay. Achanpin de igulim, meir la abaviima de igulim. בבחינת חלונות משלושה קווין, ימין, שמאל ואמצע שבו, ומהם נמשך האור לכל העיגולים, באופן שכל הפרטים שיש ביושר, יש גם כן בעיגולים. Right. Hey, גם ביות היו צפירות בבחינת עיגולים, זה בתוך זה, יש בהם כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע, שביות צפירות שבקו היושר. והוא, כי בעיגול הכתר הנקרא ארך אמפין, אחר התיקון, יש נקב אחד וחלון בצד ימין העיגול. ומשם יורד אור אריך אל עיגול אבא, ומאיר אליו. ועוד יש חלון שני, בשמאל העיגול של אריך, ויוצא האור עד צד שמאל דעיגול אבא, אשר בתוכו ונוקבו, ונעשה בו חלון, ומשם נמשך האור עד עיגול אמא, מתוך עיגול אבא, ומאיר בו. ונמצא כי בעבור האור תוך שמאל עיגול אבא, אינו לאבא עצמו, ואינו עובר שם רק דרך מעבר בלבד, אבל עיקר הרע היא לאמא. ונמצא כי ארך אמפין מאיר לאבא ואמא יחד, כמו שהוא בעניין היושר שלהם ממש. ואף כי הם עיגולים זו בתוך זו, יש להם קווים ישרים, ימין ושמאל ואמצע, בבחינת החלונות האלו שבהם. ומשם נמשך האור ביות צפירות ועיגולים, דרך קווים ישרים ממש, בכל הפרטים עצמם כולם, אשר ביות צפירות הקו ישר דרוח ממש. Now, last time we looked at the light, the difference in the vessels between the igulim and the yosher, and the igulim don't have a masach. So therefore, the light that they receive is all the nefesh, whereas the kavim the yosher have a masach. They give back the light. They're active, and therefore their light is designated as or de ruach. Okay.
איך יש שמאל וימין בעיגולים? אני לא מבינה.
לא, אף אחד לא מבין. תראי, כל המילים שהוא נותן פה, ארך אמפין, אבא ואימא, הם ימין, שמאל, אמצע, כל זה שייך, מה שהוא אומר, לעולם התיקון. עולם התיקון זה עולם אצילות. עכשיו, אם אנחנו מסתכלים על השתלשלות העולמות, יש ככה, יש אין סוף, יש צמצום, ובצמצום יש עיגולים. אוקיי? בצמצום, אחרי הצמצום יש, יש קודם כל ההיכר של עיגולים שם, ואז יוצא הקו, אוקיי? ומהקו העיגולים מקבלים את האור.
אז בקו יש את הימין שמאל.
לא. בקו, עכשיו הקו מתחיל לפי הסדר של מה שנקרא צמצום א', הצמצום הזה. ויש מה שדיברנו, שזה הולך מהזך אל האב, אוקיי? בחינה א', בחינה ב', בחינה ג', בחינה ד', וזה בקו אחד, בקו ישר, אוקיי? והוא לא דיבר על שום דבר אחר בינתיים. וזה, ואנחנו נלמד את זה בפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה, הוא נקרא גלגלתא, פרצוף גלגלתא. I'm Susan, I'm sorry, but your microphone's squeaking a bit. I don't quite know why. I don't normally do it. Sorry. And then the card Galgalta. ואחרי זה יש עוד פרצוף עין בית, ועוד פרצוף סמך גימל, ועוד פרצופים, וזה נקרא עולם אדם קדמון. עכשיו עולם אדם קדמון הולך בדיוק כמו שדיברנו, בקו אחד, ומאזך אל האב. אוקיי? אחרי אדם קדמון יש עולם אצילות. בין אדם קדמון ועולם אצילות יש כל מיני מאורות שנקראים צמצום בית ושבירת הכלים. ואז יש סדר אחר שנקרא עולם אצילות, בריאה, יצירה, עשייה, ויש להם שלוש קווים, ימין, שמאל ואמצע. וגם הפרצופים שם מקבלים שמות שונות, שמות שונים, שהם כבר נקראים ארך אמפין, אבא ואימא וכו'. אז זאת אומרת, הוא משתמש פה, או הארי משתמש פה, בשמות ששייכים לעולם הצילות והלאה, אבל אנחנו עדיין בעולם הקו העיגולים, ולכן זה מבלבל. אמנם זה נכון שלמדנו קודם שהעיגולים נמצאים בכל המדרגות, אז יש יחס לעיגולים גם מעולם הצילות לעיגולים בוודאי. עד עכשיו לא למדנו עולם הצילות בכלל, רק למדנו מאדם קדמון. אוקיי,
אז סוזן... אנחנו עכשיו באדם קדמון?
כן, כן, כן.
בראש, בגולגולתה.
כן, בטח.
סוזן. ושם כבר יש הגדרה של קווים? של ימין יש... שמאל?
זה אנחנו נלמד כשאנחנו מגיעים לצמצום בית. אוקיי? פשוט הספירות מסודרים לא רק מזך אל האב, אבל גם מסודרים ככה, אבל יש גם סידור תוספת על זה, כלים של השפעה וכלים של עוד השפעה וכלים של עוד קבלה. אוקיי? וזה אנחנו נגיע לזה, אבל זה לא עכשיו.
אוקיי.
Susan, I need to tell you, catch you in on all that we spoke.
Thank you. Is it better with my microphone now?
Yeah, yeah, much better. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay. Leah pointed out that she didn't understand the terms right, left and middle, which is obvious. And the truth is that the words that Ari gives here actually belong to the world of Atzilut and onwards. That in the world of Adam Kadmon, in the first world where we are now, the vessels line up from in one line basically, from the purest to from the chizach to the chi'av, from the purest to the most opaque. Okay, and there's a scope b'china aleph, b'china bet, b'china gimel, b'china dalet, in one line. Okay, and the atzilut, the what we're talking about here is so far that what we've learned up till now is the world of igulim is from the first tzimtzum. And we've only learnt that the world of the kav is in one line. We haven't actually learnt that it's in three lines. Now, we first have the partsuf of Galgalta, which is in Adam Kadmon. So first is the kav. The kav is first one line, and you have partsufim. You have Galgalta, Ein Bet, Samach Gimel, and a couple of others. And then We have the whole process of Tzimtzum Bet and Shvirat HaKelim. And only then you get to the world of Atzilut. In the world of Atzilut, there's all sorts of extra tikkunim. The same seder of from the Zach to the Av still pertains, but there's an additional seder as well, and it's basically to prevent Shvirat HaKelim happening again. And there, it's in the world of Atzilut and onwards that you get these three lines. Now, why does the Ari here use the terms of from Atzilut and onwards when talking about the relationship of the Or, the Kelim Diosher, and the Kelim of Yigulim? I don't know. On the one hand, you would think this is strange because we've been talking up till now from the world in the world of Ein Sof and Tzimtzum and the first Partsuf that comes out. We haven't talked at all about three lines. And as I'm talking, what's coming to me is that so much of the work of the Ari was lost. Historically, pages were stolen. Work was destroyed. We don't actually have the whole of the work of the Ari. Now, this arrangement that we have here of the cause and effect is Rav Ashlag's organization of the Eitz Chaim as we have it now in order to put it into cause and effect. And it might be that the piece which dealt with how the movement of the light goes from the Kav to the Igulim and how from one Igul to the next Igul the light is passed on, maybe Ari spoke about that and it was written down, but it got lost. So he has it here, but using the terms of Atzilut, world of Atzilut, and Tzimtzum Bet. And my guess is that's actually what happened. Because otherwise, why would it actually be in here? What needs to be in here is how does the light go from the Kav to the Igulim, and how does it pass from one Igul to the next Igul? And probably the Ari spoke about that using the terms of Tzimtzum Aleph, but that's lost. So Rav Ashla can't make up stuff if it's not there. He has to use what we have. And what we have is the Ari explaining it in terms of Tzimtzum Bet. And that's probably why the Ari seems to have skipped into Tzimtzum Bet. It's probably that the piece that you know, should have been here from Tzimtzum Aleph is lost. Uh-huh. Nevertheless, the process is the same. And that's why the Baal HaSulam has put it in here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So the aspects of the terms of the Sfirot being Abba ve'ima, Arich Ampin meaning Keter and Abba ve'ima meaning Chochma and Bina don't need to worry us, okay? We'll learn those when we get to the world of Atzilut. All we're really looking at is how does the light goes from the Yosher to the Igul. And then it seems to go from one Igul to the next Igul. Okay, how does that happen? All right, that's what's really interesting. It's the bit about what's the Chalon and the Nekev. That's actually what we really need to take from here. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then.
All right.
Okay. Let's carry on. גם ביות היות סביות בבחינת עיגולים זה בתוך זה. Now, even though the יות סביות are in the aspect of עיגולים, one in the other, יש בהם כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע שביות סביות שבקו היושר. They have within them all the aspects of receiving the light, which is in the 10 סביות of the קו היושר. Okay, let's just stop there. And we'll read what Rav Ashlag has to say. Okay. Now, Mem.
I think it's, oh, I see.
Okay. Klomar, Mem. I'll read today, okay, because it's so difficult. Do you mind?
Please.
Okay. Klomar, she'en chamesh hamadrigot keta chochma bina zerampin v'nukva nimshachot biyosher she'perusho zo lamata mizo dahainu me'azach ela av ela she'chamesh hamadrigot shavot zo lezo ואין אחת למטה מחברתה, דהיינו שתהיה אהבה מחברתה. אלא, ודאי שיש ביניהן על כל פנים ההבחן של סיבה מסובב, שהן יוצאות זו מזו, ונמשכות זו מזו, שהחוכמה יצאה מהכתר, והבינה מהחוכמה, וזרמפין מבינה, והמלכות מזרמפין. אמנם החפן זה של סיבה מסובב האמור, מוגדר בבחינת המצאם זה תוך זה, אשר כל סיבה מסובבת את המסובב שלה, אשר החוכמה מסובבת מקטר ובינה מסובבת מחוכמה וכו', באופן אשר זה תוך זה, פירושו זה מסובב מזה, כמבואר, אבל אין ביניהם החפן של מעלה מטה כל עיקר. Okay, this is actually just not so bad. This bit's kind of revision. That is to say that the five madrigot, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zerampin, Renukva, of the Igolim are not drawn from the way of the Yosher, which means one below another, that is from the Zach to the Av. But the five Madrigot are equivalent one to another. And there is not one which is lower than the other. That is, it would be more receiving from its friend. Because as we learned, the Tzimtzum took place, B'Hashva'a Achad. The Tzimtzum happened as a choice. And not because it was forced to, and not because one aspect was worse than another, but because it wanted to. And that because it was a choice meant that all the light left all five aspects together, and not because one was worse than the other. And therefore, from the point of view of closeness to the Ein Sof, from the Igolim, they are all close to the Ein Sof. אלא ודאי שיש ביניהן על כל פנים ההבחן של סיבה מסובב. But nevertheless, there is certainly between them the differential in that they are cause and effect. That is, they come forth one from another and are drawn one from another. That the Chochmah comes forth from Keter and the Bina from Chochmah and the Zerampin from Bina and the Malchut from Zerampin. However, this distinction of cause and effect, as we said, is defined from the aspect that they are to be found one inside the other, such that every cause encircles the ones which one calls Sibam Savevet et Hamasuvav Shela. Every one which is a cause encircles the one which is caused by it. That the Chochmah is caused by Keter and Bina is caused by Chochmah, etc. Such that one inside the other means one is caused by the other, as we have explained. But there is no distinction between them of better and worse at all. Okay? Let this, I'm sorry, there's a lot of background noise going on.
Yeah.
Some crashes and Sounds like somebody's walking around in there.
אני יושבת בפינת אוכל בגלל זה, אז
Aha.
Everybody is at home,
לג בעומר. Enjoying themselves, בסדר גמור. אז בזמן שאת לא מדברת, אולי תעשי mute on the microphone?
Okay.
את יודעת לעשות את זה?
Andy, please, come and help me. Mute. בסדר, לא, אל תעשה אותי mute עכשיו. אני רק אראה איפה.
Okay. Okay. Lovely. Okay. But when you want to say something, when you want to speak, you unmute it. Okay. אנחנו אוהבים אותך גם גם. אין שום בעיה.
תודה.
תודה רבה. בסדר גמור. אז כל הכבוד על השקט. הם לא דיברו.
חלק ישנים.
יופי. כל הכבוד. נכון. זה לג בעומר. אין בית ספר.
כן.
יפה, חג שמח. בסדר גמור. אוקיי, אז מם, עשינו מם, זה בסדר, נכון? אוקיי, גם איתך, סוזן?
כן.
Wonderful. Well, ברוך השם, one is okay. Right, let me do nun. יש בהם כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע, שביוד הסביעות שבקו היושר. אוקיי. Right. כי כן האור מתרשם מהכלי המלובש בו. אשר אפילו כשיוצא משם לכלי אחר, אינו משנה את דרכיו שהיו לו בכלי הקודם. ולפיכך, כיוון שבעוד שהאור היה בקו שביושר, היה נמשך ויורד, וזה למטה מזה, דהיינו שהיה הולך ומתהווה בסדר המדרגות, מסיבת המסך המצוי שם, כנ"ל. ועל כן, אפילו אחר שיצא משם, הוא בא אל עשר ספירות ניגולים, שאין בהן מסך, הוא מתרגל בהן בהכרח, אם כל זה אינו משנה דרכיו בהתפשטותו ממדרגה למדרגה. פירוש. כי למשל, כשהאור אל הקו בא לסביבת קטר, הוא מתרגל שם, כלומר, שמקבל את צורת אותו הכלי, שאין שם אבחן מעלה מטה. אמנם, כשמתפשט האור מעיגול הקטר אל עיגול החוכמה, הוא אינו מתעגל, אלא נמשך ביושר, כלומר, באופן מעלה מטה. ונמצא, משום זה, ספירת עיגול החוכמה למטה מעיגול הקטר, ואב מהקטר, שאין צורתם שווה. ועל דרך זה, כשבא האור מחוכמה לבינה, הוא נמשך לו ביושר. ונבחן שהבינה למטה מהחוכמה, תהן יותר אב מהחוכמה, ועד דרך זה כל הסבירות, באופן שאף על פי שעשר ספירות ניגולים צורתן שווה, בלי הבחן מעלה מטה מצד הכלים, כנ"ל, עם כל זה יש בהן הבחן מעלה מטה מצד שיש בהן כל הבחינות של קבלת השפע, שביות הסבירות שבקו היושר. Okay. We find that the light takes an impression from the vessel which encloses it, such that even when it goes forth from there to a different vessel, it doesn't change its ways that it had in the previous vessel. And therefore, since that whilst the light was in the kav of the yosher, it was drawn towards it and went down in one below another. That is from the zach to the av, because going down means going from the zach to the av, okay? That is, it goes and becomes more av, more opaque, beseder madrigot, because of the masach which it has there. Canal. Therefore, even when it leaves there and comes to the 10 sviyot of the igulim, which don't have a masach, and are equivalent, they have an equivalence. Their mitargel means they are equivalents. They don't have, they have the equivalence within them of certainty. Nevertheless, the light does not change its way when it emanates from one stage to the other. Explanation. For, in example, when the light of the Kav comes to Sfirat of Keter, it is in Mitagel Sham, it becomes one equivalent in the Sfirat of Keter. That is to say, it gets the form of the vessel, that it does not have a distinction between better or worse. That would be within Keter itself. However, when the light now moves, emanates from the igul of Keter to the igul of Chochmah, it doesn't go as an igul, but it goes as if it's beyosher. That is to say, with a distinction of better and worse, higher and lower. We find, because of this, that now the sfirat of igul of Chochmah is worse, lower, than the igul of Keter, and is more opaque than Keter, and their form is no longer the same. And so like this, when the light comes from Chochmah to Bina, it is drawn to it as if it is Beyosher. And we find that Bina is now below Chochmah. That is now more Av than Chochmah. And this way, all the Sfirot, such that even though the Esser Sfirot of the Igulim, they are equivalent in their form, without the distinction of better or worse, from the point of view of the vessels, nevertheless, there is a distinction of better or worse from the way all the aspects receive the light, which is in the Yod Sfirot of the Kav of the Yosher. So what does this mean? It means that when the light comes to the Igul of Keter, now we learned that inside the Igul of Keter is Keter of Keter, Chochmah of Keter, Bin of Keter, Tiferet of Keter, and Malchut of Keter in the Igulim. All those Igulim still stay equivalent. All those aspects still stay equivalent, and they are all the Igul of Keter, inside the Igul of Keter. But when the light now comes from Keter to Chochmah, Chochmah is now perceiving itself or receiving the light in such a way that it is now more Av than it is than Keter. So when it goes from Keter to Chochmah, it takes on this aspect of better and worse.
כי האור מגיע רק דרך קו היושר.
בדיוק, והוא מתרשם מזה, ויש לו את רשימו של זה, שזה מהזך אל האב, והוא כאילו מכניס את ההבחן הזה אל הספירות דיגולים.
אבל בתוך הספירה עצמה, למשל בעיגולים של, בעיגול של כתר.
הכל זה עיגול, כן.
נכון, אז יש כתר של כתר וכולי,
כן.
ועד מלכות של כתר, אז איך, למה הם מסתדרים שהמלכות יותר פנימית? מה גורם להם?
כן, זאת אומרת, זה תוך זה, זה אומר זה מסובב כן. מזה.
כן. זה מסובב מזה, אבל זה לא בהכרח אב, אחד אב מהשני.
בדיוק. אז זאת אומרת שבתוך העיגול של כתר, זה עדיין זה מסובב מזה, אבל לא לא הזך אל האב. אבל מספירה לספירה, הגדולים כאלה, מפרצופים לפרצוף, יש בהחלט הבחן מדרגות.
בגלל מהסיבה שהם עוברים דרך, הם מקבלים את האור דרך הקו היושב.
בדיוק. יופי. Susan, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm okay with what we just talked about.
Good.
But I mean, I understand the principle that in the transmission of the light, so to speak, between the igulim, there is this, it takes on this aspect of, you know, higher and lower because of the nature of the kav.
Yes.
But when the light gets, let's say, to the igul of Chochmah.
Yes.
It's all the same within Chochmah.
That's my understanding too, yes.
But somehow Chochmah gets a sense that it is lower than Keter because of the hierarchy that comes to it through the Kav?
I suppose so, yes.
I mean, I'm just asking, is that what we're saying?
Is that
what is Kav-like?
Yes. That Keter would be the most Zach, Chochmah would be less so. Bina would be less so, Tiferet would be less so, and Malchut would be most so.
Not in themselves, but in how they receive the light because of how the light is transmitted.
Yeah, exactly. So not in themselves. In themselves, they're still igulim, but
right.
But in the sense that of in relationship to each other, you would now see that one is more pure and one is less pure.
We would see.
I think I can sort of see that a little bit. I mean, I don't know if this is a projection of mine, so you've got to take what I'm going to say now in big brackets or big whatever, you know, question marks both sides. If you take, for example, the inanimate world. To me, that seems, you know, very, very pure. It's just there. It can't possibly be closer or further away or anything.
Right.
And as we go from the inanimate to the plant to the animal, I mean, you get now in the animal world, you get, you know, tigers and lions and things which seem much more cruel to us and much more receiving. We know that it's a tiger's nature to hunt for food. It's its nature. It's not a wicked. But if you've ever looked after pussycats or seen them, I mean, there's definite distinctions in their characters.
Yes.
You know, some of them are sweet and kind and nice, and some of them are just dreadful. You know, they're right. the neighborhood bully.
They're bad cats.
Absolutely. I mean, in the inanimate, you don't have that really. I mean, it just is. But in the world, even though you understand that it's a cat, it doesn't really have a choice. It just is. Nevertheless, it does seem to have more aspects of receiving. Or a tiger becomes a man-eating tiger. Or I don't know if you read or the Life of Pi, one of these new books recently. It's quite an interesting story, a bit gruesome in places, but it's about a boy who ends up on a lifeboat with a tiger, and how he survives, how they both survive in the end. Apparently, it's based on a true story, more or less. Of somebody who escaped from Nazi Europe on a small boat with a sort of animal that you wouldn't really want to be together with. And the reason why the book is quite is because this particular tiger was one of the nicer ones. You know, he was one of the ones which could be easily dominated. And the kid had actually he'd grown up in a zoo and he knew the difference between animals and he knew how to dominate this tiger and to train it. And he actually did. I mean, he had to protect himself, but it worked. It wouldn't have worked if he'd had one of these, you know, dominant male bully types. Because it wasn't. It was one of these, you know, ones where, you know, I've got two cats in my yard. One of them is definitely dominant over the other one. The other one just has to say boo to it and it shrinks away. It was one of those shrinking types, this particular tiger. Otherwise, he'd never have survived. It's only a story, but still that idea of... So there does seem to be, you know, in the animal world, more of a variety of better and worse imposed, you know, kind of by, you know, from the cove. It's not inherent in them, but it's there somehow, some distinction. So I can somehow see that.
But that's within the eagle itself, like within the animal world itself.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, why do we define one as a nice tiger or a wicked tiger or a nice pussycat or a bad pussycat? It's because an imposition, in a way, of our cove onto them.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, in an animal world, it might be that the better tiger is the more dominant, is, you know, one who can fight for his life and protect his offspring and, you know.
Pass on his genes to the next generation.
Exactly. So, you know, from the point of view of the eagle itself, it might not be so positive to be a nice, sweet pussycat or tiger. It's sort of like our imposition of these values on it. Do you know what I mean? From within the eagle itself, it might not be any better or any worse to be a nice tiger or a dominant tiger. So I somehow, I mean, like I say, take all what I just said with, you know, big pinch of salt, because it's just my way of looking at it. And it might not be, you know, a real way, but nevertheless, you can get a sense of how we impose or how, you know, our values onto what is basically a neutral system.
So what he's saying here in Nun is that it really stays equivalent. They really stay equivalent.
Yes.
The different tooling. But somehow they get like a it seems like there's a distinction of Zat and Av. But that's an illusion because that seeming distinction is only created because of the activity of the Kav, but it's not, it doesn't hold water, it's not real?
It's real in the sense that it's there. I mean, they receive the light in that way, and the light goes according to its to the way it learnt in the Kav. So it's imposed on it. But it's not...
I thought the light didn't ever change. I thought, you know, the vessel shaped it in a certain way. But itself, it didn't. It's all the same.
The light is all the same. The light is all one. I think he looks at this idea. If you remember, we looked at a hose once, a tsinor, a pipe. He said when the light comes forth from the hose, from the tsinor, but from the kli, it's still got the shape of the kli. Do you remember?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so there is some aspect that when the light has been in the kli and then leaves the kli, it still acts with the characteristics of the kli it was in.
Okay.
So that's exactly what he's saying here, that the light is coming from the kav to the igulim and is still acting with the tchunot of the kav. It's not coming directly from the Ein Sof to the Igulim.
Yeah.
It's coming through the Kav, and therefore it's got characteristics of the Kav, like a Tzinor, okay? And therefore, it's kind of imposing its hierarchy onto the igolim who in themselves don't have that hierarchy.
Got it.
Great. Baruch Hashem. Yofi. Well, we're getting along. Let's do Samach. Okay, והוא כי בעיגול הקטע הנקרא ארחמפין, אחר התיקון. Okay, סמך, פירוש. אחר שנתקנו ארבע עולמות, אצילות, בריאה, יצירה ועשייה, נעשתה כל ספירה לפרצוף שלם, בראש תוך סוף. וקיבלו משום זה שמות אחרים. והפרצוף שנעשה מכתר נקרא בשם ארחנפין. והפרצוף שנעשה מחוכמה נקרא בשם אבא. והפרצוף הנעשה מבינה נקרא בשם אמא. והפרצוף הנעשה משש הסביבות חסד גבוה תפארת נצח עוד יסוד נקרא בשם זער אמפין. והפרצוף הנעשה ממלכות נקרא בשם נוקבה. והוראות אלו השמות יתבאר במקומם בעזרת השם. Okay. After the four worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yitzira, Vasiya were rectified, every single Sfira actually became a whole Partsuf, having a head aspect, a middle aspect, and an end aspect. And because of this, they received different names. The Partsuf, which was came from Keter, is called by the name of Arechanpin. The Partsuf, which came from Chochma, is called by the name of Abba. The Partsuf, which came from Bina, is called by the name of Ima. The Partsuf, which comes from the six Virot, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod Yesod, is designated by the name of Ze'er Anpin. And the Partsuf, which comes from Malchut, is designated by the name of Nukva. And how these names come about and what they mean will be explained in their place, Be'ezrat Hashem. Okay?
למה נשתנה השם שלהם?
הוא אומר שכל ספירה, שזה קטע חוכמה בין התפארת המלכות, לא נשאר בתור ספירה אחד בלבד, אלא הם נתקנו כפרצוף שלם. יש פרצוף שיוצא מקטר, יש פרצוף שיוצא מחוכמה, וכו' וכו'. וכל פרצוף מקבל, ולכן מקבלים שמות אחרים.
מה זאת אומרת שזה נהיה פרצוף שלם?
אז בתוך ארחנפין... מה
פרצוף לספירה?
בתוך ארחנפין יש לו ראש, תוך וסוף. כשיש ראש... תוך וסוף, זה נקרא פרצוף. אוקיי? ובתוך הראש של ארחמפין יש קטע חוכמה בין התפארת ומלכות של ארחמפין. אוקיי?
אז כל החלוקה הפנימית זה נקרא פרצוף. שברגע שמתחילה להיות חלוקה פנימית לעשר ספירות, שחלק
כן.
מהם ראש,
כן,
חלק
יש...
מהם תוך וסוף,
כן.
אז זה נקרא פרצוף.
כן, בדיוק. אז כשיש ראש תוך סוף, אז זה כבר, זה התפתחות פשוט שקרה בעצם בין עולם האדם קדמון ועולם האצילות. בכל העניין של צמצום בית. אז יש עכשיו שכל ספירה, במקום שיהיו רק ספירה אחת, יש לו עכשיו ראש תוך סוף, ויש לו פרצוף שלם. ולכן משתנה השמות שלהם.
When it says after the four worlds are...
Sorry. Okay, Susan, you first, Susan, then Leah, okay?
No, Leah was in the middle of something. So
okay, Leah first. Okay, I don't mind. I'm here for you both.
Leah, כל ההתפתחות הזאת, איפה קרתה בין עולם אדם קדמון לעולם האצילות? כן. איפה זה קרה?
Okay, זה נקרא עולם הניקודים.
Okay.
עולם הניקודים זה עולם שלא התקיים בסוף, שלא, לא, זה היה העולם שיצא עם צמצום בית לראשונה, וגם גרם לשבירת הכלים. אז כל, הוא מאוד חשוב, עולם הניקודים מאוד מאוד חשוב, אבל הוא לא, הוא לא החזיק מעמד.
אוקיי.
בסדר גמור.
אז שם הייתה ההתפתחות של הספירות.
כן, כן, כן. ובסוף, שם וגם באצילות שנתקן, אז שם מתחיל כל ההתפתחות הגדול הזה. עולם האצילות הוא מאוד מסובך, מורכב, בגלל שגם יש לו צמצום בית, וגם יש לו כל מיני תיקונים שלא יראה שוב שביעות הכלים.
אוקיי.
אוקיי, אז הוא מסובך.
בסדר.
אוקיי, מצוין.
Can you say that again in English, please?
Yeah.
This world, this special world.
There's a world between Adam Kadmon and the world of Atzilut. It's called the world of Nikudim. Okay? And it's in that world that Tzimtzum Bet and also Shviat HaKelim take place. It doesn't survive because the vessels break. But nevertheless, it's very important because it's from that world that it's a sort of intermediate between Adam Kadmon and Atzilut. And it's the intermediate between Tzimtzum Aleph and Tzimtzum Bet. Why Tzimtzum Bet takes place and why it's important, we'll go into when we get there. And then Olam Atzilut actually comes with a lot of tikkunim, an extra tikkunim on it, to prevent Sfirat HaKelim happening again. So Atzilut actually comes to it's called Olam HaTikun, like he calls it here, Arich HaNikra Arich Ampin Acha HaTikun. What is the Tikun? The Tikun is Olam HaTzilut, because Olam HaTzilut mitaken Olam HaNikudim. Okay, and that's why when he calls it Olam HaTikun, it means Olam HaTzilut. Because it mitaken Shvirat HaKelim to make sure that Shvirat HaKelim can't happen again. So Olam Atzilut for Kule is actually pretty complex. Okay.
Olam Nikudim. Sicha.
Sicha, Mahmoud.
Olam Nikudim hu lo chelek me Olam Atzilut.
No. Olam hu Olam bifnei atzmo. Olam bifnei atzmo. Ze ba me chalom shel Yaakov al hakvasim.
Ken. Akudim, nekudim uvrudim.
Bidyuk. Akudim ze אדם קדמון, נקודים זה עולם הנקודים, וברודים זה עולם האצילות. אז עולם שלם בפני עצמו. רק בסוף הוא לא מתקיים. וזה מהזוהר, את יודעת שיש מדרש, שהשם כאילו ברא כל מיני עולמות, וכולם נשברו. זה בא מזה, זה המדרש הוא מזה, כי באמת היה את עולם הניקודים שלא התקיים. בצד שני הוא נורא חשוב, בגלל שהוא פריקרסר. מכל התהליכים שקורים בעולם הניקודים, יוצא עולם הצילות.
אוקיי.
Yeah, so Leah just asked... is it a real world? It is. And it's important because from all the processes which happen in Olam HaNikudim come forth Olam HaTzilut.
But this word Nikudim, is that like Nekuda? Or
yes,
is it?
You remember Jacob's dream where he dreamt about the different types of sheep. And if he put these rods in front of them, then they came out different colors and things. Okay, so there's three words in Hebrew. It's written there: akudim, nukudim, ubudim. Okay, now that actually is the inner meaning of olam akudim is tzimtzum aleph, nukudim is the olam anikudim, and budim refers to Rama of Atzilut and onwards. So this dream that he had about the sheep and the goats and things is not about sheep and goats. It turns out it's actually about the different type of worlds.
הקודים זה מקשורים, קשורים,
כן.
ספירה קשורה לספירה, ונקודים זה מלשון נקודה.
נכון.
וברודים מלשון...
מה המילה? ברודה? ברודים?
ברודים זה מלשון פרודים, מפוזרים, כאילו כל אחד כבר...
לפני עצמו.
דיפרנציאציה כבר יש.
אז זהו, יופי, אז ברוך השם, הנה, בעקודים, האור וכלי באים ביחד. וגם שאנחנו לומדים על הספירות וכולי וכולי, האמת היא שזה הכל עקוד, זה הכל נחשב כלי אחד בעקודים, כי הם כולם עקודים ביחד. וברודים, סליחה, בנקודים, זה מתחיל להיות הדיפרנציאציות הזאת של נקודות, אבל בברודים ממש פרצופים שלמים, כל ספירה פרצוף שלם, בפני עצמו. וזה ברודים. אז ממש ממש מה שהוא אומר פה. אז זה, Leia said that הקודים means all joined together. Nukudim is kind of dots, and Budim is completely separated. And that's exactly the characteristic of these three worlds. That the world of Adam Kadmon is actually considered as one Kli. Each Partsuf is considered as one Kli. Nukudim, they are like dots beginning to separate. And in Atzilut, each Sfira is a whole Partsuf. So they're Budim there. And that's why they have different names. And all that we will learn when we get there. Baruch Hashem.
So at the beginning of Samach, when it says after the four worlds were rectified, does that mean after Tzimtzum Bet?
Yes, it means that. It really means the word after here means when. When you've got the four worlds of Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, each part in those four worlds, each Sfira is actually a whole Partsuf. It's just the language here. It means that in those worlds from Atzilut onwards, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, each Sfira is actually one Partsuf, a whole Partsuf. So it means after Tzimtzum Bet, yeah.
In each of the four worlds, that you have the sfirot that are there are partsufim.
Yes. So if you have the world of Atzilut, you have the partsuf. In the world of Atzilut alone, you have the partsuf of Arech Ampin, Abba, Ima, Zerampin, and Nukva. You don't have in one partsuf just Keter, and inside those, you have Keter Chochma Bina Tiferet HaMalchut of Arech Ampin. And Keter Chochma Bina Tiferet HaMalchut of Ima. And Keter Chochma Bina Tiferet HaMalchut of Abba. And other way around. And Keter Chochma Bina Tiferet HaMalchut of Zer Ampin. And Keter Chochma Bina Tiferet HaMalchut of Malchut. So each, it's like another level, you know. When we get there, you'll see it. All right, more or less.
Ken.
My tach, Susan?
I think so. I'm just trying to get these names straight.
Oh, because by the time you get to the world of Atzilut, you'll have them rolling off the tip of your tongue.
But after Arech Ampin, then you have Abba.
Then you have Abba.
And okay, so that makes sense to me because I know Ima is being.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I said it wrong the first time. Abba, then Ima, then Zerampin, and then Nukva.
I get it. Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah. So Arech Ampin is Keter. Abba is Chochma. Ima is Bina. Zerampin is Tiferet, and Malchut is, and Nukva is Malchut.
Okay.
Yofi. יש כוח גדול מאוד. אוקיי?
We might have to go over this again for our friends.
Okay. Yes, of course. It's a good thing to go over again, you know.
Okay.
בטח, מה? גם בשבילי.
ידידה, את הקלטת את השיעור?
כן. הקלטתי, ועם כל מה שקורה בבית, אני לא הספקתי שום דבר, לא לעלות כלום, ולא ששכחתי. ממש, אני מצטערת מאוד, לא הספקתי לעלות שום דבר. גם בשביל טימנה אני צריכה לעלות את הדברים.
אוקיי. טימנה עכשיו עסוקה, וגם אנחנו.
טימנה...
גם אני הייתי עד עכשיו. היא בחוץ לארץ.
היא בחול, נכון.
She won't be back. Well, she can't join us anyway. Because of her work.
נכון, נכון.
אבל היא רצתה לשמוע את ה...
כן, היא רוצה את ההקלטות, אני יודעת. בעזרת השם, אם אני מספיקה, אני אנסה לעשות זה היום, אבל אני... It's a בלגן. I mean, I have to come somehow or other get this house plate organized for Shabbos.
Oh. בהצלחה. Do you have... יש לך עזרה?
כן, הבת שלי פה.
יופי.
היא בבית, היא עזרה מהבית סבא, but, you know, with all the בלגן, but ברוך השם, אני, that's it, I mean, it's nearly the end. I think they, he couldn't get some electricity to work yesterday, so he said he'll come again on Friday. But apart from that, I think we're nearly there. Oh, thank the Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Okay, יופי. שבת שלום.
תודה רבה.
ולג
שמח.
כן, נכון. לג רבה שמח.
So long.
Okay, take care. Bye then.
Bye.